This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
There are many barriers that can divide us from other Christians. Things like age and appearance, intelligence, political persuasion, economic status, race, theological perspectives. One of the best ways to stifle Christ's love is to cater only to those to whom we have a natural affinity. Fortunately, Christ knocked down the barriers and unified all believers into one family. His cross should be the focus of our unity. The Holy Spirit helps us to look beyond the barriers to the unity which we are called to enjoy. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning in verse 14 today, Paul wrote, "For Christ himself is our way of peace. He has made peace between us Jews and you Gentiles by making us one family, breaking down the wall of contempt that used to separate us. By his death, he ended the angry resentment between us that used to separate us. By his death, he ended the angry resentment between us caused by the Jewish laws which favored the Jews and excluded the Gentiles, for he died to annul that whole system of Jewish laws. Then he took two groups that had been opposed to each other and made them parts of himself. Thus he fused us together to become one new person. And at last, there was peace. As parts of the same body, our anger, verse 16, against each other has disappeared, for both of us have been reconciled to God." And so the feud ended at last at the cross. According to the Word of God, according to Paul in the book of Ephesians, Jesus did not merely bring us peace, but he literally is our peace. When we come to Christ, our salvation sets aside our previous identity, whether it be American or Jewish, male, female, criminal, doctor, black, white, college grad, etc., etc. In all these things, we're now united in one identity, and that's Jesus Christ. He makes peace between all people and unites them into one. Paul tells us that Jesus broke down the wall between us. Now, first of all, what wall is he referring to? The wall between works and faith. The wall between law and the cross. Even the wall between us and the Father, a wall built out of our sins. Now, remember, in that day, if a non-Jew came into the temple, it was a death sentence for him to do so. Yet, at the moment of his death upon the cross, Christ tore the curtain between the holy place and the most holy place, between God and man there in the temple. The temple curtain was possibly as much as 6 inches thick, 60 feet long, and 30 feet wide. It weighed somewhere around 4 tons, and it actually took 300 men to handle it. It was big, but not as big as the spiritual curtain that separated us, that separates us now from God for those of us that still wear it. With his very flesh, Jesus created one new man and one new body. And the cost was huge. But again, so was the result. He was the only one who had the payment, and the only one who could pay it. And we now, no matter gender, race, or nationality, we all come to God the same way, through grace, through faith in Jesus Christ. This is why we must fight to eliminate this idea that Christianity is somehow just a Western or an American religion. Because Jesus died to save all men and to bring us all together into one body. Now we are the body of Christ. Yet so many of us, we want to belong to the body of Christ and still not stay connected to the head. And then when things don't work, we wonder why. Look, without communication between the parts of the body, we're going to begin to criticize what's going on within that body. Because in truth, well, we're not a part of it any longer. We in the church today often get confused like the apostles did. Jesus is not in the process of building a new world here, gang, but rather a new man.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.